JIS Radio presents The Year in Review, highlighting the major achievements of the government for 2014.
The Ministry of National Security continued to implement strategies geared at reducing murders and other serious crimes in the year 2014. Highlights include the merger of the Island Special Constabulary Force ISCF and the Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF, the installation of the 28th Commissioner of Police, and a 16% reduction in murders when compared with 2013. Preliminary figures from the JCF Serious Crime Review showed that murders were down by 16%, while all serious and violent crimes, including murder, rape, shooting, and aggravated assault, fell 17% when compared to 2013.
So it shows that in an absolute sense, we are still way too high, but we are trending in the right direction and at a significant pace.
Minister of National Security Peter Bunting. Stronger, more effective law enforcement was made possible through the merger of the Island Special Constabulary Force and the Jamaica Constabulary Force in May to form a single unit. This has resulted in an increase in the number of police personnel engaged in frontline crime prevention and control. And the JCF gained 195 new members, many of them joining the force with first degrees in various disciplines. During the year, Dr. Carl Williams was installed as the 28th Commissioner of Police. Commissioner Williams pledged greater commitment to improving relations between the police and citizens in the fight against crime, adding that members of the force from all ranks will be going out into communities as they seek to partner with residents.
We will go out, people in khaki, we'll go out with the Red Seam Police, at the local divisions and stations, and go into town hall meetings. We're going to be doing a whole lot of that. I will be there.
The Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency was established in August 2014 and brought together the Anti-Corruption Branch and the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption MOCA Task Force. The agency's $1 million polygraph center was also officially opened on the grounds of the National Police College of Jamaica in Twickenham Park, St. Catherine, in October. The unit is the first of its kind in the Caribbean. The government secured funding to continue its flagship social intervention initiative, the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, for another 4.5 years. A loan contract and non-reimbursable financing agreements valued at $55 million were officially signed late 2014 for Phase 3 of CSJP. The Canadian government will provide $20 million in grant funding to CSJP 3 over a 5-year period, while grants from the British government amount to £10 million for the duration of the current phase of the initiative. The government of Jamaica and the United Nations UN have signed a Memorandum of Understanding to implement an airport communication project, AIRCOP, at the Norman Manley and Sangster International Airports. The objective of the project is to improve coordination in various areas, as well as to avoid duplication of activities, leading to a safer, more reliable, more efficient, and user-friendly air transport system.
This initiative will be facilitated by the establishment of 2 joint interdiction task forces, one at the Norman Manley International Airport and the second at the Sangster International Airport.
Transport Minister Dr. Omar Davies. AIRCOP will provide real-time communication between international sources, transit, and destination airports in Africa, Latin America, and the Caribbean. Those were some of the achievements of the National Security Ministry for the year 2014. Here's an overview of the strategies for 2015.
We'll be having a whole series of activities in terms of social marketing, using the media, using radio and TV, using t-shirts, using social media for the younger people, going into schools, holding events, promoting law and order, making them appreciate the consequences of not having law and order.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.